I don't know. Use the word comes in awkward.
Oh, that's fine. Now, if talking about a person who never seems to be able to do anything right, you mm-hmm. might say, oh, that.
Hmm. Oh, that's just like him. He never had done anything right.
What would you might call him?
A what?
Failure.
Yeah, failure. I mean, something like a fool. Or,
yeah, you've used that too, fool.
Okay. Yeah. And then a person who holds on to his money, you know.
He's a miser. He's an old. He's stingy.
Yeah.
We a lot of times we say he's griping.
Okay, that means the same thing.
That's the same thing.
That means he's stingy.
That's right.
Griping.
That's right.
Now, how about a person who tries to get the most out of somebody else? You might work.
Well, you say he's thrifty and he's conservative. He's a good saver. And
okay. Now, in using the word common in reference to people,
mm-hmm.
talking about a person being common,
mm-hmm.
what would that mean?
Well, I've thought about that a little. A good deal. The Bible speaks of that. You know, God got after somebody for calling something common. You mean, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, if a person said, if someone said a person was common, that
well, you just, the person would be a very nice, quiet person.
I see.
He's common and he's agreeable and
calling a person common then would be a compliment rather.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Be a compliment.
If someone is very common, that would be a...
Yes, it'd be, he's still better, compliment.
And an older person who gets around a lot, you might say, he's really...
Well, we use the word sometimes, he's pretty glib.
Uh-huh.
He gets around good.
Okay. How about peart or spry?
Well, spry or what did you...
Peart.
Peart, that, yeah, we use that too.
What's that?
We use that, peart,
uh-huh.
spry.
Uh-huh. And if something kind of troubles you, you just don't feel
oh,
right
you're worried.
Yeah, you say, that makes me feel a little
uncomfortable, or?
Yeah, that's fine. That's it.
Worried?
Makes me feel
uncomfortable.
Yeah, that'd be all right. I was thinking that, or uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
And a child wants the light on at night because, you say, he's what of the dark?
He's afraid in the night, afraid
yeah.
in the dark.
You tell that to a child, and he says, I'm not afraid of the dark now, but you might say, maybe you're not afraid of the dark now, but you, in the past,
mm-hmm. you were...
Well, that's the same idea, but you're saying for you, you might not be afraid of the dark now, but you...
Were when you...
Or you...
Used to be.
Yeah. And that the opposite of used to be would be didn't. You use that expression, didn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't used
you
to
didn't
be.
Used to be.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. If a person is, you might say a person is reckless, a reckless driver,
mm-hmm.
but something not quite that severe. You might mm-hmm. say a person isn't careless.
Yeah, careless.
Yeah. And what does the word queer mean?
Queer, well, it's a person that has a disposition that he doesn't mix with people, he wants to be alone and
uh-huh.
and things like that.
Okay. And a person who won't change his mind no matter how much you explain.
Well, he's, we always say he's set in his ways. I've heard old people say he's sot in his ways. You can't
uh-huh.
do nothing about it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And a person who's easily offended.
He's high-tempered and he's ill-natured. And
how about touch?
About what?
Touch. Either touches.
He's touches, yeah.
Touches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that. I've used that. He's touches.